à Eunice Louisiane au rendez-vous de Cajun Radio et TV Show. Le seul programme de cette qualité aux États-Unis. Je suis Ange Bellard, un officier du parc historique Jean Lafitte et le centre culturel. Le programme ce soir est parrainé par la ville de Eunice, parc historique Jean Lafitte, la commission de tourisme de la paroisse Saint-Landry, Bennett Primes LLC, l'agence d'assurance Allstate John Guillory, l'association de musique française de Louisiane et le supermarché du Best Up à Scott. Ray Landry commet de cérémonie ce soir. Allons-tu donner un bon mot pour les musiciens ce soir? Wallace Traha and Rice and Gravy.
Wallace Traha and Rice and Gravy. Du riz de la sauce. Du riz de la sauce. I had some today. That's some good stuff now. Rice and gravy. And listen, that's some good. There's so many ways to cook rice and gravy. I don't think there's a bad way to cook rice and gravy, just as long as you get a lot of gravy.
Well, it's probably just one way to cook rice.
Yeah.
But a lot of ways to cook gravy.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of gravy?
That's right. All the way to my left, your right over there, Mr. Scott Audouin on the lead guitar over there. Let's give him a hand. You might recognize Scott. Scott used to do sound here at the Liberty Theater and did it well, I might add. And next to him on the bass is Wayne Bundix. Where you from, Wayne? From Richard, Louisiana. Wow. I had a guy. He was the mayor of Richard. Y'all have a mayor there? Well, I would meet him at the Liberty Theater. Not at the Liberty Theater, what was that place in Basile? The Main Street Lounge. He would go there. Yeah, really, really nice guy. And of course, Wendell Labbe on drums right there. Give him a hand. All the way from New York, there's Henry Hempel. On the fiddle, what did I say? All the way from New York on the fiddle, Henry Hempel. And of course, on vocals and accordion, a guy that was that married my wife and I 4 years ago, Mr. Wallace Trahan, the Justice of the Peace. And I love him for it, too, because I got a wonderful wife right there. And most of the guys can say, well, you know, they would have hated you for that. But I love you, bro. juste une autre chance. Just another chance. Bien, by Belton Richard. C'est toi qui vas la chanter, monsieur? Okay.
Juste une autre chance pour toi. Mais je suis pas prêt à boire.
Perdu
you, merci beaucoup.
You know, I almost remember, you know, Wallace and I were talking, moi, lui, some years ago when he first started playing. He was playing, actually, was in Baton Rouge. That was his first band, but it was Rice and Gravy, and then he moved around a while. Then he was in the CFMA also in Baton Rouge chapter and did some work there. And then I remember you even at Fred's for a long time and then doing some music. And still with it, that's a good deal. How long you been playing? That long, huh?
Let's see, I'm going to be 70 next month.
Wow, happy birthday.
Now, I sang my first Cajun song when I was 3.
Really? So somewhere around 67, while I'll be darned. So how'd you get a chance to play Cajun music when you was 3 years old?
I had a little ukulele. and it set me up on a little...
Had to put you on a stool or something.
And I would sing... Maraguan son tu manger ma belle.
Et Maraguan va tu manger ma belle. The mosquitoes are going to all eat my girlfriend. That's the name of that song. Huh? There's no other way to translate it. That's it. So are you still singing that song? Les Maraguan va tu manger ma belle? You're still singing it. Wow. After 68 years, still singing it. La Voix de Malchanceux, is that what version you like on that? There's only a couple of real good ones out there. My favorite is the Aldous Roger. Is that the one you do? Is that the one you're going to do? Lawrence Walker one. Well, that's even better. I was going to say, that's even a better one for sure. La Voix de Malchanceux, the Unlucky Waltz.
Thank you.
третьим жив. И скала поди зимитец, и скала баска можа пе. Давал ты мал шансер.
La Vase Molle Chanceuse, The Beautiful World. Actually, there's some lyrics in that song. C'est la vase veut dès que me joue le soir que je vais mourir. It's the waltz. He wants Dick Richard to play that waltz when he's dying in his deathbed. It's sad, but it's a really good song. C'est la vase veut dès que me joue a lit de mon mort when, in my deathbed for him to come. And it's a beautiful song. Written and recorded by Lawrence Walker, but played by Aldous Roger and those guys. They did a wonderful job back in the day. We're going to do the Lemonade song. That was, let me see if I can remember. Who did that? Lemonade song.
We changed that.
You changed that. Okay. Okay, so what are we going to do? What are we doing?
We're going to pay our bills.
You're going to pay your bills. Is that what you said?
I got to pay my bills. I said chanson.
Oh, he's got to pay his bills. I see. That's a song. Je vais payer mon bill. So I noticed you had a Randy Falcon. Is that a B flat? You was playing that? That's a B flat?
This is a B flat.
Okay, and that was a C?
That was C and D.
C and D. Wow. Okay. All right. Oh, is that right? I gotta pay my bills.
I got to pay my bills. I got to pay my bills. If I don't pay my bills, they're gonna take my life away. Well, I went to the club, y'all. It was a hole in the wall. The bartender said no. No money, no alcohol. So I went on home, y'all. I was hanging my head. Picked up my telephone. Oh, my line was dead. I got to pay my bills. I got to pay my bills. If I don't pay my bills, they're gonna take my life away. Take our life away.
Got to pay his bills. We all got to pay the bills. Tonight you listen to the wonderful music of Wallace Trahan, Rice and Gravy, you read in La Sauce. And then next weekend, actually May the 19th, Steve Riley is going to have the Cajun Creole's Fiddle Master show. Is going to be here next Saturday night. It's reserved seating, I'm pretty sure. If you want to get a, if you want to, it costs $15 a seat to come next. Steve Riley's shows is great. He has the accordion masters, the fiddle masters, and they are really great. $15 a seat, reserved seating. You need to call the Eunice Mayor's office at 457-7389 and get your, you can buy the tickets over there, and you can buy the tickets online, I'm pretty sure. And you go to www.eunice/la.com. It's actually not a slash, it's a space, la.com. And you can get some more information about Steve Riley and the Cajun Creole Fiddle Master Show next Saturday. And May the 26th, Greg Lejeune and Cajun Heat will be here. That's all for May. I don't have the June schedule just yet. So let me see what's coming up next. I got Loaded. Oh, you're going to do the Lemonade song now. Okay, you just added something else, okay? And that's a Nathan Abshire song, La Vaza Lemonade. No, actually, that's Leroy Broussard's song. Did that. Leroy Broussard did the Lemonade song, show. Thank you. Lemonade song. He got so drunk the night before that he woke up the next morning and needed a glass of lemonade. And nothing wrong with that. You know, if you're looking for a great time on a Saturday, I'm talking about all day Saturday, you can come here right down the road. You can go to Fred's in Mamou, and I can assure you one thing, it's like something you never saw before. Live Cajun music at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then you can come right here to Eunice. Eunice is a wonderful little town, and we have to be thankful for Eunice. And I'm telling you, there's so many things. The CFMA charter chapter was born right here in Eunice, Louisiana. And we are 10 chapters now, and it started right here in Eunice. You can visit the Jean Lafitte Center, Prairie Acadian Culture Center, right in the back right there. At 3 o'clock, at 3 p.m. every Saturday afternoon, they have a music program with local musicians. And at 4 o'clock, we have a food waste demonstration. You get to actually taste some good Cajun food. Then you can also visit the Eunice Depot Museum right down the road, and the Cajun French Music Hall of Fame and Museum, which is, again, right down the road. And, of course, right after you do all of that, you eat all that good food and listen to all that music, you can come to the Liberty Theater at 6 o'clock till 7:30. So next Saturday, y'all don't plan nothing. I got the whole day planned for you. You can go to Fred's, come here, go to the Acadian Culture Center, and go see the museum, eat some Cajun food, and come back right here at Liberty Theater at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be the Steve Riley Show, by the way, next Saturday, 6 o'clock. So, let me see. Now we're going to do I Got Loaded. We're going to do what's next on the list? Okay, When I Was Poor. Mama, I'm still, and listen, I'd like to send this out to all the mothers for Mother's Day tomorrow. Congratulations. I know what you're going through. It's all good. It takes a very special person to be a mom. I lost my mom some years ago, and there's nobody like her, for sure. So I'd like to send this song out to all the mothers out there, and listening in radio land as well. Mom, I'm still your little boy.
How many mamas we got out there? Raise your hand. Oh, man.
Hey, I think that's all of them.
Oh, we got a bunch.
Look, they got that guy. Put your hand out.
I can't hardly see you.
Yeah, the lights are terrible up here.
And I want to send that especially out to my wife sitting right there in the front row.
The boss.
Shirley Ann.
The boss.
Yeah, raise your hand, Shirley Ann.
That's Mrs. Wallace Trunhaw. She is the boss for sure. Mom, je toujours ton petit garçon. Mom, I'm still your little boy.
tu nous as tout donc bien soigné à ce depuis ici. Mais y a une chose j'aimerais te dire. Hey, hey, maman, je suis toujours ton petit garçon.
That's a beautiful little song. Great job, Wallace. Written and recorded by Kemi Duse, one of our favorite musicians out there. Boy, he had a knack about writing songs, didn't he? And that's one of his best ones for sure. A while ago, I was talking about the National Park Services right next door, the Prairie Acadian Culture Center right next door. When you walk out this door, you'll be facing the entrance of their door right there. Their summer cultural camp is coming up. For 6 and 8 years old, it's going to be on July the 16th through the 20th. And then for 9 through 12 years old, from July the 9th through the 13th, you can go right next door. Of course, they close now, but in the afternoons. So I think they open every day except Monday. And you can go register there if you want. Or you can go at 250 West Park Avenue, and you can register there, which is the same address. Or you can have a number here if you're interested. I can give you that number. It's an excellent school. If you have young ones that want to learn the traditional Cajun music, song, fiddle, guitar, accordion, that's the place to go. And you can register them. I think you remember they have the class all day for a whole week, 5 days. Have you been? Yeah, as far as you know. I see. Okay. The reason I'm asking Henry because Henry is also a music instructor. He was doing that folk roots thing. That's what you were with. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of opportunities out there. If you have young ones that are interested in playing Cajun music, by all means, the CFMA has lessons. The folk roots has lessons. The Jean Lafitte Park Service, National Park Service, Prairie Home Cultural Center has some. There's some places that you can enroll them in the summertime, and it's all good stuff. Traditional Cajun music. Okay, what are we doing now, buddy? When I was poor. That's yesterday. That's afternoon. I'm still there.
That's a...
Dewey Balfa.
That's a song that... it reminds me of the way things went after I won the Powerball.
Yes. That's right. Because all of a sudden you got all these friends. That's right.
J'ai eu de l'argent, mais fait à de l'argent. les bords, personne voulait m'avoir. L'argent, y'a eu de l'argent, mais gagner le Powerball, cher. N'importe à une vallée, les veuves vont me cotiser.
Quand j'étais petit, je trouvais bien capable. When I was young, I found to be very capable of doing things. Parce que j'étais pauvre, because I didn't have any money, y a pas personne qui me voulait voir. Is nobody wanted to see me or have anything to do with me. And on the second verse it goes, anyhow, you're not handsome, and anyhow, you're not capable of doing things. All you do is need to make money, and you're going to have all of these friends. That's what he meant by, once I won the lottery, I was good-looking to everybody all of a sudden, and I had good friends, and all of these friends were coming to the gumbo, and I didn't have any problem with friends. Isn't that how life is today, really? I don't know about winning the lottery, that's for sure. I might have to win and find out that that's real. So, but Dolly Balfour made that song, and it makes a lot of sense, especially for us people who are still poor. When I was poor, they didn't have anybody want to have anything to do with me. And all I had to do was make a little money, and everybody wanted to be my friend. So which are we going to do? Well, we're going to do the I Got Loaded. Are we going to get loaded at all tonight? Yeah, no? You know, to listen tomorrow, I was telling you about tonight, but tomorrow at Vermilionville, they're going to be playing at, what time do y'all start at Vermilionville? 1 o'clock? We'll be there? 1 to 4? And that's Wallace will be playing at the Liberty, Jean Vermilionville in the Performance Center. And that's a great place to be on a Sunday afternoon for sure. They're going to be there with all that wonderful music. What are we doing?
I Got Loaded.
I Got Loaded. That was a song that was written and recorded by Little Bob.
Feel all right. whiskey. I want a bottle of whiskey. Night before last, I got loaded. I want a bottle of whiskey. I want a bottle of whiskey. But I feel all right. Feel all right. Feel all right. I feel all right.
I got loaded. Little Bob, Camille Bob. I used to go to Roof Gardens in Lafayette. Little Bob and the Lollipops. Well, he did some good music. That was one of them, actually. Wallace, 3 years ago, released a brand new CD. Well, actually, 3 years ago was his last CD, and then he was up for some CFMA awards last year. What was the name of that CD 3 years ago? Mardi Gras. Remember what it was? Full Moon Rising. I'm pretty sure.
Two parts.
Two CDs. And I'm pretty sure if he looks in his truck, he got both of them. So if you want to buy, you can buy part one or part two, whatever. He got them both.
We got part one, we got part two, and we got the previous one to part one. I guess you'd call that part zero.
Well, anyway, he's got three CDs. He'll make you a deal. He'll sell you two CDs. Either $15 a piece or a super deal, two for $30. That's a great deal.
Oh, yeah. We can deal. The young lady, part one and part two. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. She got some CDs. If y'all want CDs.
I told you she was the boss.
Right there, Chef.
I told you she was the boss. She holds the money, for sure. Shirley's going to handle you if you want to buy CDs. Great music, by the way.
Thank you.
So we're going to do Espérant que je finisse pleurer. Wait, no, is that the one we're going to do, or you got to change accordions?
That's the one we're going to do.
Would you wait until I finish crying before you leave?
Les enfants sont très guettés, ça qu'on est pas en après séparé, ce qu'on est, ils vont pleurer. happy by sunshine. Then it's God put one on call. Bad pies are sunshine. Spanish God, if you need blue day.
That's a beautiful song. You'll do a great job on that song, by the way. Is that a Nolan Dugas song? Do you know?
Yes,
yes, that's a beautiful song. Espages cas finit pleurer. Wait until I finish crying.
While I'm thinking about it, an opportunity I missed a while ago. The three CDs that we have, this young gentleman over here on the left, Scott Ardwan, produced all three of them. We recorded at his studio. He was the...
Wow.
He did a great job.
Well, I was getting ready to talk about, great job, Scott. I just, I was going to talk about Henry and I. And
he also played on him.
He also, well, that's great. But I was going to talk about, Scott had a lot to do with my last CD. He mastered my last CD. Just so happened that Henry was on that CD. My Cajun roots are deep. And my, all of us, our Cajun roots are deep. Yours might be deep, but mine's deeper. I can guarantee you that. And we did really well on that CD with Al Berroyd back in the day. Actually, we got Male Vocalist of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, and Henry was on a song that we won Song of the Year back in that day, and that is My Cajun Roots Deep. Did a great job and still playing music. You know, originally, and I was joking a while ago. I wasn't joking, but I was saying that Henry was from New York. He originally is from New York and started coming down here to the festivals and stuff. And then he made the big mistake. He fell in love with a Cajun girl. He said, "Tu foutu après ça?" It was finished after that. He came home and got married and been coming to the festivals ever since. Back in the day, at the Congrès Mondial de Cajun in the year 2000, we had there was a contest for a Cajun song, and Johnny Allen wrote a song for that contest, "La Bague qui Brille." Are you going to do that one next? "The Ring That Shines." You do that one in C. Or are you going to do that one in D? D like in do. Listen, that's an amazing accordion. He's got one accordion, and he can either play in the key of C, or the key of G, D and G. And it's tough to do that because he got so many reeds inside that accordion. So we're going to do it for you in D, like dog, and it's called the La Bague qui Brille.
That's a Falcon.
Randy Falcon accordion. He does them well.
Pas pour moi.